Here's the other thing that I didn't really know about being on a team. There are rules to drinking water. I mean, I guess it might be different on different kinds of teams, but on this team, everybody had their own water bottle that they had brought with them. So when I went over to the bench with the other sprinters, I just sat down. Didn't ask nobody for a swig or nothing because, I don't know, it just didn't seem like something I should do. The only feel I had for these guys was that Lou was cocky and Mikey seemed way too serious to share. And Aaron, well, I couldn't get a read on him at all yet. So I figured 3 minutes to catch my breath was just as good as water. It would have to be. "Where's your water, newbie?" Aaron asked, looking down the row. "I forgot it," I replied, the fire in my chest finally cooling down. "Here." Aaron held his bottle out. "Take some. And don't put your mouth on it either." Lou leaned back so I could grab Aaron's bottle. I held it above my head and squeezed the bottle until the water shot through the nozzle like a jet stream, splashing me in the face, some even getting in my nose. Eventually, I hit the target, my mouth, which was when I realized I was wrong. Water was way better than just catching your breath. Way, way better. After I handed the bottle back to Aaron, Lou finally had something to say. "Yo, what you doing here?" he asked. The way he said it made it seem like the words had been bubbling up inside of him. "What you mean?" I replied. "I'm doing the same thing you doing. Running." Lou looked at me like I was speaking a different language. "Is that what you call that?" he jabbed. "I mean, yesterday you were big and bad, and today you just bad. Plus, we all had to try out to prove we belong here, and you just walk on our track like you one of us?" Lou was giving me a stink-eyed stare, and I was looking to see if Aaron or Mikey agreed with him, but neither of them showed any sign of hate. I got the feeling Mikey never showed any sign of anything, ever. Dude was a blank slate. I tried to keep my cool because I was all the way clear on what the punishment would be if I did something stupid. Plus, he was just talking trash, and it was just a little bit of trash. He wasn't going to do nothing to me. I knew that for sure. Still, I had to ask, "You mad about yesterday? Is that what this is about? Me proving that you ain't all that fast?" Then I had to add, "That you just got on a fancy suit, trying to front like you Usain Bolt?" It felt good to throw that name out there like I really knew what I was talking about, especially since I had to pretend like I didn't think Lou's gear was the sweetest I had ever seen, especially the shoes. Oh man, those shoes. They were bright green and looked like they were specially made just for him. They had to have been helping him run.